no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast. On the left.
Right from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
All right, Marcus, you ready to go whenever?
Yeah.
All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. Finally back from disgusting L.A., the fella to my left. Who is he? I miss your beautiful face, and I don't recognize it anymore.
It's back in the New York groove, Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah!
Get out of my way. I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
How many times have you said that since you've been back? Keep in mind, he's only been back for, what, 4 days?
4 days. I did push a woman down.
You did?
I did. In Union Square, an old woman was edging up on me like she's my fucking boss. So what did I do is I hip-checked her right into the street.
Good hockey maneuver. Any cars hit her? Was she okay?
No, she was fine. We were in Union Square. The thing was is that she was trying to cut me off on the way to a train like she could.
Classic.
She was muscling me.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I have a low center of gravity, so you come at me, I got little hips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the hip to you.
Absolutely. I've seen
dropped
them do
her
it.
Like a bad habit.
That's very good. Ironically, you don't drop many of your bad habits, though.
No, but there is one bad habit that I'm looking to drop.
Uh-oh. What is this, Henry?
I just want to say it's come to my attention that certain sensitivities mm-hmm. have been brought to my attention. And I just want to say that I think that is a general understanding is that most of the things I say on this program are in a jesting fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a joker.
Yeah. You could say
you
that.
Know?
Yeah. A larkster.
It's just really hard. I understand some of the views that are expressed
sure.
on this show are of an extreme nature.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But it's so hard when, you know, you tell a certain race of people that there's a pot of gold over in a fucking end of a rainbow.
Sure.
And they dig through a bog for an hour. You know what I mean? I'm
right.
just saying, and I'm not saying anything bad about the Irish. I'm saying
okay.
that they are curious people
mm-hmm.
that are, they're highly sensitive
yes.
group of people singing songs about their mother.
Let me just stop you really quick, Henry, because I think you're making everything worse.
No, oh,
we
what
got
do you
an
mean?
Email recently, Marcus and I,
yes.
and Henry. We received an email from a wonderful Irishman, a nice fan. We could perhaps read portions of the email if you would like.
Yeah, his name was like shillelaghira@gmail.com.
It was not that. It was not that.
That is not. Here's what he says.
It was ISSI@shamrock.gov.
Okay, you're making it worse,
yeah.
but that's all right. He's a very large fan, but he was slightly saddened by Henry's hatred of his people.
His name is John McConnell.
A normal, I mean, it is.
It's quite Irish.
It's very
know,
Irish.
But I am going to say, but it doesn't make me hate him.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, not at all. He says, really great show, fucking hilarious.
Thank you for
Thank
that,
you.
John.
Just please stop being racist towards us Irish.
Mm-hmm.
It really bothers me. You probably don't give a shit, but some of my friends who have been longtime listeners have stopped listening to the show altogether, and I almost stopped tuning in, too. The best podcast ever, really, though. Really enjoy the creepypasta episodes. You should make a full episode about the Zodiac Killer. Really interesting story. So sorry about the rant. I really am a big fan. I was just put off by the podcast knowing you guys hate my
Marcus
country.
Stumbled over the keywords, the best podcast ever. Best podcast ever.
But I will say, yes, I am sorry that if you felt that I was racist towards the Irish, but when it comes down to it, we all, you know,
Henry,
just keep moving on. You know,
like, out of all the fucking racism and people we've made fun of, it's the Irish.
It's the Irish.
The
is
Irish
the big
are
one.
Very sensitive people.
I just understand. You know, it's like in Ireland, it's beautiful when it's sunny outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just hard to be there when it's raining because when you tile your roof with potato shavings, it just leaks into the living
yeah.
room.
No,
okay,
of course
okay.
In Ireland,
okay.
They have proper roofing. Don't the roofing actually got me.
There
That's a sensitive
there.
Subject.
They don't
for
live
me.
In
yeah.
potato pueblos.
No, they don't.
They don't live
That's
in potato
fine. But again,
pueblos.
Yes,
they're not some
yes.
potato Eskimo type people. They're a wonderful bunch. And thank you for listening, John. And let your friends know. Last podcast has thrown a peace treaty out to the Irish.
Absolutely.
So tell them to come back.
Coming
to
for the Mexicans.
Mexicans are next. Fantastic. All right. Speaking of fantastic things. Let's just discuss this. Today we're going to be talking about spectrophilia,
which is we did sort of a sex episode last time, but again it rears its ugly head. The mm-hmm. internet provides us with fodder. Spectrophilia is
quick definition of spectrophilia.
It's people who like and want to get fucked by ghosts.
Do they want to get fucked by ghosts?
Sometimes,
or do ghosts just have sex with them?
The big thing is that you're just not going to go out on a date with a ghost, because a ghost just shows up in your house while you're asleep. So sometimes a ghost lets you know that it's in love with you by putting its ghost penis inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there are some tales of female ghosts raping males, right?
Absolutely, but that's just empty Yahoo Answers, just like looking for anyone to believe that they're not a virgin.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But I also think that, so where it started was that we were going to do a whole episode on hauntings research, and I went very thoroughly through the world of modern hauntings mm-hmm. research, and it is very boring.
Okay. There
is a man named Ed Ozowski who was a guest on Coast to Coast who started a while ago. There was a scientist named J.B. Ryan who was the first to create parapsychology as a legitimate science. He created a program at Duke University. Mm-hmm. Duke University, where the poo-poos go. And he
I'm not going to give that to you.
No, That's fine. But he is putting together – so when J.B. Ryan started, mm-hmm. anybody who thought that you were – if you thought that ghosts were real, you were a total idiot, and they treated you that way.
Right.
But now he made it a legitimate science.
Sure.
And Ed Ozowski was a man that trained with J.B. Ryan, who he described as a true gentleman.
Very nice.
And he has created this like sort of team of rivals through a place called hauntingsresearch.com. And what he does, it's like a couple of former – police investigators, a couple doctors, some physicists, and they go out and they take pictures and they try to record evidence of ghosts. And here's the thing is that they haven't found any right. for a while.
So you mentioned that these programs are very boring. I think it's interesting. J.B. Bryan seemed to be he created his own competitor.
Yes.
With this, what's his name?
Oh, there's
Ogolski?
Ozowski.
Ozowski.
Yes, Ed Ozowski. And
so why is Ed Ozowski's show so unbelievably boring? Because it sounds like incredibly exciting stuff. You're looking for ghosts, for Christ's sake.
I sat down and watched these two YouTube videos that he had put up on his Hauntings Research YouTube page.
Okay.
Of which there are hours of material. And it's like, you know, ultimate evidence of ghosts' existence.
Is it ultimate?
It is. Each one is an hour long of pictures of orbs,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I understand, what orbs are, you know, because he puts on his website, like, other, like, really compelling photos of, like, from the 1880s of, like, people, like double exposure photos of, like, people standing in the background of other people. And they're like, oh, that's the old mammy from the plantation.
Right.
She's been there for thousands of years.
Yeah.
But it's like, now they just don't have anything, and so I
and what equipment
stuff,
are they using in the show?
You know, you have your EMF recorders
right.
and cameras and stuff like that, but it's specifically not like fun, because they want to show everybody that it's a science,
right? But it's not a science, because it's never once proven.
No,
anything.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bring me a leprechaun's coat, I'm gonna believe in an Irish scientist. You know what I mean? But I can't even believe it. You bring me the sheet, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'll believe in the ghost.
Sure. Yeah,
you know,
no, that
you
makes
bring
a lot of
me
sense.
The ectoplasm in a jar, I'm gonna put it on a piece of fucking toast, and I'm gonna eat it and say, "Oh, I had a spooky breakfast."
Exactly. You treat it like an Australian treats as Vegemite. You're gonna spread that right on some nice.
Right.
Bread.
On a little girl that I've raped.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
Australians are another type.
Oh, you're saying the Australians are doing that. Okay. Okay. I thought that was an admission from the mind of Andrew Zabrowski of his past. And I rape little girls while eating Vegemite.
No. Do not isolate that sound bit either.
Yeah. Always lock up the doors. Remember that, Henry? Before you step out,
and then
lock
I
up your brain doors.
Then I went from there to another group named Ed and Lorraine Warren. These mm-hmm. are the guys that busted open the Amityville horror case.
Yes.
And again, to an elderly couple that was like at the top of their game of ghost hunting in 1974, and not a fucking shit fuck thing has happened since then.
Are they more or less exciting than this Ozinski character?
More exciting, just because they obviously designed their own website, and so it is a website that has been designed by a 75-year-old couple.
And it looks like it.
Well, let me give you some background on Ed Warren. First of all, this is Ed Warren's self-written bio.
And there was a lot of Ed Warren's self-written bio.
It's all self-written.
Yeah.
Ed Warren grew up in a haunted house.
He does everything with weird capitalizations.
Yeah.
And like
there's two tildes on the ends of haunted house, and haunted house is capitalized.
Very cool.
In Connecticut, from the young age of five until he was 12.
That is a young age.
He reflects, my father, who was a police officer at the time, would often say, Ed, there's a logical reason for everything that happens in this house, but he never came up with a logical reason. My family would all go to bed, and just around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, many times I would hear the closet door begin to open up.
Think about it.
At first, I'd look into that closet and see only shapeless darkness.
Uncle Louie eating lasagna? What are you doing in here?
Then slowly, I'd start to see a light beginning to form, and it would morph into a ball shape, sort of like a basketball, and then I'd begin to see a face in that ball. That is called a ghost globule.
I made a couple of ghost globules this afternoon while I was sitting by myself.
It's also called the basketball that you have.
But in your globule, was there the face of an old woman who was not looking at all pleasant?
Just in the reflection of my computer screen.
Very interesting.
The globule would then come out into my bedroom, and then accompanied by audible footsteps and heavy breathing, the room would then become icy cold, an unnatural cold, a capital P, capital C, psychic cold.
Yes. Okay, so this kind of plays a little bit back to an episode that we had recently, if you were raped or if it was a ghost. I mean, this was the 1950s when this man saw his ghost in his closet. Do you think that he was just too afraid to tell his father that the... somebody's getting grabby hands with
him. I just think that there's just nothing going on in town, you know, that day. The movie theater that plays the one movie is, like, not playing the movie anymore because it burnt down because old blind Jerry was smoking a cigar in there.
Yeah, they shouldn't have had him lighting all the candles.
No, absolutely. Why put him on the emergency candle detail?
Exactly.
I just wanted to make it romantic, blind Jerry said. But on that website, they also have all this like great like their appearances on national television, which is they have a guy on there interviewing them for a quote unquote television show called Seekers of the Spiritual, Seekers of the Supernatural. And you basically, by reading the other material, you find out that the guy named Tom Sparrow, who is the host of the show, is their son-in-law. And that was like all set up to just them to tell their story again about how they're the only ones who know the real story about the Annabelle Horror. And they called me over before anybody. Right. You think anybody's got pictures of that house? He's like, I got the pictures of the house.
But, I mean, Ed Warren isn't wrong. Fake it till you make it. This is the Hollywood tradition. He did everything right. You know?
He did. And he is now dead.
He is
a ghost, so he achieved his final dream.
Indeed. And perhaps he is going out there and penetrating unwanted women who do not want it. He might very well be participating in some spectrophilia himself, which would be pretty exciting.
Yeah, so this spectrophilia stuff popped out because Marcus found a very interesting article about this concept called ghost marriages or ghost brides that he's going to get into now, and then it led straight into ghost fucking.
Yeah, well, naturally, if you're married, you can do whatever you want.
I mean, it should be ghosts sleeping on the couch because someone's in the ghost doghouse for the night.
If you have a ghost...
Someone wants to go out with his ghost friends, but he can't because he's got to sit down and go to ghost IKEA. And he's got to get ghost shelving units for his fucking ghost apartment.
And that's going to cause a ghost fight. I mean, it's so hard. If you have a ghost wedding, does just one half of the room stay empty?
I'll get into that.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yes, yes. Well, this all started from a story that I read about four men in northwest China who have been sentenced to prison for the grisly crime of digging up the corpses of 10 women.
You need a wife? Me dig your wife.
Yeah,
that's going to happen a lot, folks.
Oh, yeah.
And selling them for ghost marriages. The grotesque brides were sold for a total of 240,000 RMB. I don't know what that means. Or
$38,000. $38,000?
Yeah.
For a corpse?
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business, guys.
But it's like going out with Kate Moss.
It is.
You want to pay $38,000 to go out with a skeleton. Whoa! Oh.
I liked it.
The bodies were sought by families of men who died as bachelors. The buyers were arranging ghost marriages, a traditional custom. Gay. That word's going to come up a lot as well.
So gay. Both parties in this marriage are dead.
Not always. I'll get into some of the different ones.
This is amazing.
Yeah. The bodies were sought by families of men who died as bachelors. The buyers were arranging ghost marriages, a traditional custom in which parents might find spouses for their unmarried deceased children so they can have a family in the afterlife.
I mean, it's a brilliant idea.
My question is like, why ruin their afterlife for them?
That's the thing.
Shouldn't
he
they
loves
be single and mingling?
Right,
in
singling,
heaven?
Mingling, going on, you know, ghost.com websites, finding their ghost OKCupids
okay
and things
boo
like
that.
Yeah, OKBooKid is fantastic. Yeah, they're getting arranged marriage by, I mean, they don't know the personalities of these corpses.
Hey, this is not the first time this has happened in China. In fact, it has been even grislier before. Back in 2006, Chinese police arrested.
And that's not even that long ago.
No.
I thought you were going to say back in like 13 BC.
No, like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chinese police have arrested three men for killing two young women to sell their corpses as ghost brides for dead single men.
Well, that's murder.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Murder.
They confessed to killing a woman bought from a poor family for $1,500.
Good Whoa. Amount of cash, though.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Not a bad amount of money.
Get her a fucking Trader Joe's. Oh, tete a
She thought she was being sold into an arranged marriage, but Yang killed her in a gully and sold her corpse for 16,000 yuan. Which was, but he bought her for 12,000 yuan, so he made a profit.
Big, a four
and
yuan
he,
profit.
Yeah.
Four and grand yuan.
He and two accomplices then killed a prostitute and sold her for 8,000 yuan. And the man who killed him said, I did it for the money. It was a quick buck. If I hadn't slipped up early, I would have done more.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
Very interesting. So,
well, yeah, because you don't need any capital. All
yeah,
you need
yeah.
to do is kill a girl, and
just
they're
kill
already
girl.
Killing girls in China.
Yeah. And this actually, a brief segue from that, cannibal cop,
mm-hmm.
he was convicted on both counts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, guilty. So. Don't agree with it.
All right, we can talk about that
we'll
at a later date.
We'll talk about it at a later date.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of the ghost bride rituals
yeah,
here.
Well, I just wanna say,
now, what happens if the ghost bride gets cold feet? I mean, she already has them.
Right.
But my question is...
So maybe she gets warm feet.
Yeah.
She comes back to life?
Yeah.
No, she is a... bucket of goo.
A bucket of goo. So did they, the people who killed these two girls to sell them off to men, were those men alive or was this another ghost men situation?
They sell them to families.
Okay, so it's like, always two dead people, though, getting married.
I mean, it's
not
a father's
always.
Decision.
Okay.
Obviously,
yeah.
You're, right.
Some father in the scenario is making the call here that we need a ghost bride.
Right, but I'm with you though, Henry. When you're like you're enjoying your afterlife, all of a sudden you hear the nagging voice of some woman, you know, wanting you to rub her feet, and you're like, what the hell is all this?
She rub my feet because they twisted.
Yeah, they're all...
Oh, I make them tiny for you. I make them tiny so you think it's so attractive.
All mangled and things.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
It's horrible.
All right, what are some all rituals? Right.
Why couldn't you die and get straight feet?
I mean, that's a very interesting question.
So let's start with just if
it is.
One.
I wanna,
let's
you just
start.
Got out of China by being right. dead. You know what I mean? Being right. dead gets you out of China.
You're,
you don't
go
need
anywhere.
To deal with China anymore.
Mm-hmm. Contract is done. Null and void. You're dead.
Well, here's what happens if someone was previously engaged and then the spouse dies.
This is great. I actually agree with this.
Upon the death of her fiancé, a bride could choose to go through with the wedding, in which the groom is represented by a white cockerel at the ceremony.
A cockerel?
A chicken.
Oh, okay.
Which is, if I ever get married, is what is happening. Yeah. I'm not going, I'm getting a sub.
Yeah.
And I mean like a substitute and a sub. The
yeah.
sandwich for myself.
Right.
That chicken, he's going to have to deal with the ceremony. I'll be there for the reception, getting drunk.
I mean, absolutely. Well, you all need right. a good sub base for how much liquor you're going to be drinking.
Here's how one arranges a ghost marriage.
Okay.
If a family wishes to arrange a ghost marriage...
Hey, ghost, you come here. You come here now. You get out of my stool.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
If a family wishes to arrange a ghost marriage, they may consult with a matchmaker of sorts. In a Cantonese area of Singapore, there is in fact a ghost marriage broker's sign hung up in a doorway of a Taoist priest's home.
Okay.
The broker announces that he is willing to undertake the search for a family which has a suitable deceased member with a favorable horoscope.
So, is this legal in China?
No.
I mean, nothing's legal in China.
Okay.
Others do not use the aid of any priest or diviner, but believe that the groom the ghost bride has chosen will somehow identify himself. Typically, the family lays a red envelope, usually used for gifts or money, as bait in the middle of the road. They then take to hiding.
And he leads several juicy ghost globules in it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They then take to hiding, and when the envelope is picked up by a passerby, they come out and announce his status of being the chosen bridegroom.
And they kill him. And then they kill him. Wow. That's a very interesting
So, in other
trip.
Words, Henry, what you just said is exactly what...
You bride now!
You buy now!
You groom!
Oh, you take envelope?
Oh, you trap big time! You gonna marry my ghost daughter!
And once again, I just want to apologize for being racist to the Irish.
And here's how the rites go. This is the rites of the ghost marriage ceremony, and then we'll move on to the actual ghost fucking.
Yeah, we got to get to that spectrophilia.
A ghost couple at their marriage feast, the bride and groom may be constructed of paper bodies over a bamboo frame with a papier-mâché head.
I'm really glad that's not terrifying.
That's fine. Yeah, that's normal. That's a great wedding, actually.
It gets much worse. Sure. On either side of them stands their respective paper servants, and the room contains many other paper effigies of products they would use in their homes.
I'd have Garfield there. I'd have Marmaduke there.
Definitely.
Such as a dressing table, a table and six stools, a money safe, a refrigerator, and trunks of paper clothes and cloth. After the marriage ceremony is complete, all of the paper belongings are burned to be sent to the spirit world to be used by the couple. In another ceremony...
Now, all of this is true.
All of this is 100% right. True.
Yeah.
It's a bad wedding gift, though.
In another ceremony... That is a horror... Yeah, just paper.
Burnt paper. Oh, thanks for all the burnt paper. I've got a bunch of smoke over here now.
Yeah, I was just banging. I was just banging fucking the first... So I was banging Gia.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She's up here. Now I got this woman. No one married her for a reason.
Exactly. She died alone. She's a monster.
Yeah, because... And that's the thing. It's like, how are you not getting married in China? Because you are nothing unless you have a husband.
Right.
You need to get a husband.
Men are the ones who die alone naturally because there's virtually, there's not enough ladies for every man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very... I mean, if you're a lady and you can't find love in life, holy Christ. I mean, what has to be wrong with you?
I don't know.
She keeps burning the wontons.
Well, that's a good reason.
In another ceremony that married a living groom to a ghost bride, the effigy was similar, but instead constructed with a wooden backbone, arms made from newspaper, and the head of a smiling young girl clipped from a wall calendar.
Are his parents proud? That's what I want to know.
It just sounds like all of the, it's all weddings planned by the killer from Seven. It's all just Kevin Spacey became a wedding planner and moved to China.
Or the movie I Saw the Devil.
Yeah.
Most of the marriage ceremony and rites are performed true to Chinese custom. In fact, the bride was always treated as though she was alive and participating in the proceedings, from being fed at the wedding feast in the morning to being invited in and out of the cab to being told of her arrival at the groom's house.
At the groom's house now, and then she goes, "Get me out of here."
I think what they do is they just throw some rice at the calendar picture and it's like, rub it in. You eat now! You eat!
Right. I mean, it's just, well, that was a great wedding, honey. You know, if those people weren't dead ghosts, I would have thought it was a regular wedding.
I would say, I would have cried, but I was screaming. But if it was real, I would have cried.
Yeah.
I'm just happy Lee found somebody that he loves.
It was horrifying. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing sounds horrifying.
It doesn't sound quite as scary as a real wedding with two human beings and a mortgage and like a couple of kids.
I mean, that's just fate worse than death. Right. I'd rather be a dead ghost groom than have to deal with that.
Yes. And then, after a real man marries his ghost bride, I would assume, does it ever go the other way? Is there ever a real woman who marries a ghost man? They didn't mention. I would assume it's probably...
Well, that was the first one that we talked about.
Okay.
What normally a woman is just bound forever. And she also, like, if a woman chooses, if she is engaged and her fiancé dies, she can choose to go through the wedding ceremony and never get to touch another man ever again.
Right. And then, of course, that wedding night, they must make coitus to confirm the love that they have between each other.
Yeah, she just squats down in a bamboo field.
Is that how that works? And then, of course, is spectrophilia. Let's get into that subject. Henry, what do you think about it?
It just gets super erotic when you think about it. You know,
because
sometimes you're just sleeping there and you're just like, man, I'd love to not have to do any work towards sex tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just like, and masturbating has become a dull, robotic movement.
Boring.
Yeah.
Nobody
what do
wants
I want?
To do it.
I want the Dan Aykroyd. I want Race Dance from Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Fucking the ghost zipping down your fly, giving you a ghost sloppy BJ.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A slime job indeed. That's what you want. Basically, there are thousands. How many people do you think have actually had sex with ghosts?
Well, there's an entire Travel Channel show called Ghost Lovers that's about that.
Right. I mean, do you think tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, thousands or hundreds? I mean, we have a six billion people on the earth. It's a very small amount of the population.
I mean, that are alive today?
That are alive today having sex with ghosts.
Mm. I'd say you get your standard 11.
11
you know,
people.
Like 11 people are fucking ghosts right now, like for serious.
Yeah.
I don't know if and ghosts they, fuck. That's my well, big thing do. Is that I still don't particularly even understand the concept because I don't think that, like I don't think you could, you're going to feel a ghost dick inside of you, but I mean, I don't even know. Can we go through some of the more specific examples?
Well, let me read a story right quick. That this was from this is from a seminar on like psychic phenomena.
Yes.
So there was a seminar on psychic phenomena going on, and the speaker he's like decided to involve the audience, and he asked like, "All right, everyone who's seen a ghost, like please stand up." Mm-hmm. And you know, pretty much everyone there
because they're there. They're there, of course.
Yeah. And then he said like, "Everyone who's ever had a close encounter with a ghost, please remain standing."
Sure.
And like two dozen people were still standing.
Because these are people at a paranormal conference.
Some people sat down though. Yeah, interesting.
And then he asked like how many people have been in the same room as a ghost? Mm-hmm. And it was only like six people.
Oh wow.
Well, yeah, it's a rare occurrence.
Dwindling numbers, yeah.
And then he asked
why are you laughing? This is a story from a conference, right?
Yes. Anyone who's ever had sex with a ghost, please remain standing.
Everybody sat down.
No.
What?
There was one guy.
Oh,
there was one guy that stood up. And the speaker, he's just like, "Have you really had sex with a ghost?" And the guy goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said goat."
Yeah, that's an old yarn.
You know, they are
just pulling your leg. Pulling your leg on that one.
These conferences are not lacking comedy. You know, that's
actually
what's so
they nice. Distinctly do. They are. There is not a bit of comedy at any of these conferences.
Any comedy.
But I want to read the thing about there's also. I want to read the thing about the ghost sexting.
Oh
there's
man,
ghost sexting.
I just got it. I thought you said
he
goat.
I thought you
said goat. Oh, that is too rich. Now that is funny. Make that a meme. I thought you said goat. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's just have 30 seconds of silence. perhaps you want to read some of the more risque phone conversations that have been.
Well, yeah, please, yes. Let's read some of them. Now,
you can pass it over to me if you want me to take over at any point.
This is from a woman who wrote an entirely true account of ghost sex. Her name is Gina Nyoves
Lanier.
I don't know what that nickname is. I'm not even particularly sure.
Nyoves?
Nyoves? It's G-N-O-T-H-Z.
Oh, Gnodes.
Gnodes.
Yeah, Gnodes.
So she writes, "I recently came across a woman from California." Fucking, of course, because that whole place is filled with fucking Looney Tunes and it needs to sink into the goddamn ocean.
Are you happy with your L.A. experience?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
That says she gets obscene phone calls from a dead man.
Hmm.
Paranormal telephone scatology. A ghost being sexually aroused by making obscene phone calls to living strangers from ghosts.
I can't wait to be a ghost.
Oh, man, I'm going to fucking be all over this. Or paranormal scatophilia, ghost or paranormal entity sexual arousal for making obscene phone calls as a form of exhibitionism.
I just realized if the ghost can communicate via phone, we could do this podcast in the afterlife.
Oh, my God, it's going to be so gross. You think I'm racist here? How racist am I going to be when I'm in heaven?
There's no ramifications for your actions or your words?
Perfect. I'm not racist. It's satire. And I'm sorry to the Irish.
All right.
Okay.
Mary Jansen Cross says a ghost calls her every few days and gives her the dirtiest phone calls that would make a sailor blush.
I mean, are sailors still that perverted? That's what I want. I feel like the analogy needs to go
even more
over.
So. They are rapists. Sailors are rapists.
No, that's not true.
Sea rapists?
Continue
on the ocean.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, that's why they don't let women on boats. They're just full of semen.
You know what? Let's just continue on with the story.
Who says this isn't a funny subject?
I just fucking got it. Goats.
Said a goat.
I thought you said goats.
He fucks goats. He's a goat fucker.
Oh, I get it. That's how ashamed he was of having sex with a ghost.
So, this is what she says. She's
very proud of it. I mean,
this is also reeks of a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
A stand-up comedian ghost. I know it was I know it's from a dead man because he used to call me when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a restraining order put against him while he was living and arrested six times because of it.
Huh.
His name was Dan St. Germain. When he died, I thought it was all over. Gotcha, Dan!
Dan! Fuck you, Dan. That is true love, though. Six times arrested. I mean, this is romance.
So I had my number changed several times when he was alive and even more so now that he's dead. The calls are more than just suggestive. He openly tells me to do things to myself as well is what he wants to do to me, states Cross. The phone companies cannot trace the calls to any direct source.
It's coming from hell, ma'am.
You can't live without a phone these days, but I wish I could live without the dead caller making sexual innuendos to me.
The call's coming from inside your vagina.
Interesting. We've all
it's
said that.
Slamming against my cervix. Oh, I fucking love it. And then, do you want to listen to this interview with a first-hand account?
But this is interesting, though. With the phone sex, I think if I was forced to have sex with a ghost, I think I would enjoy the phone sex better or more than actually being physically penetrated or having to have sex with a ghost. I mean, I think to a certain extent, this man is being very polite.
I just imagine this woman is dressed up as like a librarian from the 1930s. She's never had a man touch her.
Definitely
and she
not.
Just doesn't even understand what's happening. She's like, I don't think she understands she's getting a phone call from like a real person. She doesn't understand sexuality in any way, shape, or form.
Maybe a similar
no one's
voice.
Ever touched her vagina in
no,
any
she keeps
way,
on
shape,
having
or form.
Restraining orders on everybody that loves her.
Yeah.
He probably just asked her out on a date.
Yeah.
6 times, and every time he got arrested.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Sad. It depends on how you ask someone on a date.
Sure.
You know, you use the aggressive posture when you're like,
look, fuck you. Yeah.
You're going to get different reactions.
Absolutely.
So when you're
I would go on a date with you, though, if you
asked. It's different.
Right.
Because you like people with a lot of energy.
That's
same
true.
Thing with me.
Right.
You come at me, you know? Yeah. You say to me, oh, I'm going to trap you and torture you for sex.
Sure.
I'm going to be understanding, hey, you're taking it out of my hands. I'm lazy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But something more like, trouble you for a date, madame. You know, something like that that's nice.
Is that what you say?
Trouble you. No, I do not say that. But Kevin and I were out at a bar. Kevin Barnett from the Round Table. We're out at a bar. And that's what somebody kept on saying. Trouble you for a dance? And we were making fun of that guy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing. He's going to end up with a bunch of ghost brides because no real woman will ever fuck that dude. Anyway, that's a nice romantic gesture. Trouble you for a date.
Yes. Yes. But these ghosts don't understand that.
That's right.
Because, again, they're in free love afterlife,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're just slipping. There's no penises or vaginas.
That's
right. Energies are just passing through each other. It's like the 60s up there.
It is. It is. I agree.
You want to hear about one ghost fucking a lady down here on God's green earth?
I'm going to really say this right now. If you're going to listen to this thing, this is pretty steamy. This
it's
is
not.
Pretty steamy stuff. So it's like if you're listening to this on headphones, take those headphones, put them in your vagina.
Don't put them in
right
your vagina.
Take your headphones,
that's
put
not
them
even
up inside of your vagina, turn the bass up.
Turn the bass up. You won't get the vibrations going. Get that vibration going in your vagina.
All right, make her come.
And let's listen to this sexy, sexy woman talk about how this ghost raped her and why she is undateable.
She's full of stories.
When the event started to happen, I was actually living in New Jersey in a condo by myself.
You can hear it in her voice, yeah.
I was about 22 years old, and I was working as a bartender in Manhattan. So a lot of times I wouldn't be getting home.
Oh, and by the way, she stars in her own reenactment.
Until
which I love, yeah.
In the morning. I was laying in my room on my bed alone.
Mm-hmm. Just asking for
and
it.
And I felt something heavy. In the air, almost.
Was it Ben?
No. Like the room was getting darker. All of a sudden, I just felt something on my legs. Just
cheese.
Almost like a warmth, almost like a tingling. Something just touching my
Again,
leg.
Sounds very similar to Dan St. Germain.
I kept getting all these weird sensations over my body. Just weird tingles.
Yeah. Where else?
Warmth, almost. Tingling. Yeah. Going up my legs
was
and
peeing
onto
on
my
you?
Arms.
Ooh, ghost
I
yeah.
felt
yeah.
almost something breathing on my neck, like somebody was actually kissing me.
That's my move.
Yeah.
I felt somebody grabbing my arms, pushing me down on the bed. My heart started to race.
I mean, this
my
is just
breathing
a fantasy.
Became deeper, and
you were
I just
raptured.
Went through all the motions.
Your eyes have changed.
Having a sexual yes. encounter with somebody, and I felt heat. I felt energy. Up my legs. I mean, I felt something touching me. I remember that. I remember that.
Has this woman been with me?
No. She said she feels something.
So hard to explain unless you've experienced.
Yeah, she is full on coming in the reenactment.
Oh, yeah, because you remember she's getting raped by a ghost
the
in the reenactment.
Out.
Yeah, she loves it.
It doesn't sound like rape either.
She wanted
through
it.
Your body, and you feel just almost encompassed in this warm, loving energy.
She wanted to say ghost jizz there, but it's
yeah, yeah, no, nah. yeah. She didn't say globules.
The entire
so
time
when does he dirty Sanchez?
I felt
he
touching.
That's
I
what's
felt
so sad.
Energy. I felt heat everywhere. I felt
this is like Ghost,
through my
the movie
chest,
Ghost
on my
yes.
breast.
Mm. Wait, say that again.
You
what?
Literally have sex. I mean, you are breathing like you're having sex. You're moving like you're having sex.
Oh, it sounds like a mild stroke.
Something get inside of you.
How's your eyes?
You missed the thing with getting inside of her. It gets inside of her.
Hell yeah.
It eventually turned into an orgasm that was so intense through my whole body. It just was amazing.
I need this in my life.
Yeah.
You do.
Can this happen to me?
It's literally from your toes to the top of your head.
She's coming right now.
She's delighted.
Entire body. It's almost overwhelming.
I gotta be ghost milk.
I think this is gonna be too hot for some of our audience
members.
Once you
realize that you can do that and have that experience, you want to have it again.
Of course,
definitely. Just tough to summon the ghost.
What if it was Mangala?
Ooh, the doctor.
Yeah, man, wow. She got that ish from a ghost pimp.
Yeah, I can only imagine some of our listeners being like, why can't they get back to like the David Parker Ray kind of sex? Like, that's the kind
of
sex
genuine
I like.
Sex. This is genuine, like, she got seduced by a man ghost.
Yeah.
What if it's Abraham Lincoln?
It could be anyone that you
want. I heard he was
a
fucking slammer in the bed.
Absolutely. No,
with his bony hips just digging in a Mary Todd. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, oh, give me a son. Just like, oh, I'm going to shoot my top hat. And then fucking came in her eyes.
No way, he was gay.
The place.
No.
Oh, yeah, Lincoln was gay.
Can you imagine the stinky Civil War dude sex going on between Abraham Lincoln and his, like, boy servant?
Sucking those sweet balls, man.
Oh, God.
Well,
his like unkept balls, just covered with like wiry black
hair. What do you think
is
hairier, his chin or his balls?
His balls, just
definitely,
a big
right?
thick muff of just a halo of barbed wire.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this chick, she
his
sounded
dick
shaved.
Just like reeking of lamb meat and his jism smelling like old beer.
Oh my God, yeah. A goat. I get it. A goat. So interesting. Well, this woman certainly had, I'm not sure if a ghost had sex with her, but she definitely had a great dream.
Something happened to her.
Good Lord. And she sounds hot. I did not see the image of her. She sounds like she's got a nice shaved vagina, which
she's
a
pretty
ghost
cute,
loves.
Actually.
Yeah, she's pretty cute. You can see why a ghost wanted to rape her.
A bartender. I mean, it's possible that she was actually raped, but, you know, let's not go into that. I mean, she's not covering up any sort of actual...
no, because she loved. She still loved it. I felt like she was like really tearful. You could say that she's trying to repress a memory,
sure.
But she's not. She clearly enjoys the memory because you can hear her sploosh go
right.
As
she was literally getting wet as she was talking.
Absolutely, I'm getting wet.
Yeah,
but I'm also it's hot in here.
Yeah, right, you're sweating. Yeah,
yeah. yeah I'm
it's
sitting
wet,
in a puddle of my butt. My butt juice.
Butthole.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, it's
yeah, because our butts don't get aroused from sex, right?
No,
not
okay,
usually.
That's just poo poo.
Although sometimes I do like to bend over and let my asshole air out.
Okay,
just kind of
this is
yeah, no, that's gross. We've gotten away from spectrophilia, which I like much much better than that mental image. As a matter of fact, am I angry?
But I've heard several instances of this happening. I think it is a thing that happened. You talk a lot about like succubi and incubi and,
sure.
and how, again, this is just how Yahoo Answers proves it's had sex.
What is the difference between a succubi and an incubi?
One is for a male, one is for a female.
So the incubi is
male.
The woman that sucks out the man's
This
soul.
Is an incubi.
No. Succubi is
a woman
that goes
the
to
soul.
A man. Yeah, this is an incubus. Yeah. Incubi is the plural form.
It's like the band.
Yes.
Yeah. And they do this too. What they do is, like, I've heard that that's where the term actually started, is that the band Incubus would put on sheets and just go into groupies' houses and
sure.
eat their pussies.
That
I've
is exactly that. Where this comes from.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've heard that.
No, I just heard it?
I read that.
I don't know if you read it. You could write it down. And
I
then
will
I'll read
do
it,
and I'll do it. I'll pull it in my live journal.
Okay, good.
Yeah, which is a fart dungeon /livejournal.com.
Oh, wow. Yeah, make sure to check that out. As a matter of fact, Marcus, can you Google fart dungeon?
Of course.
And see if there's already one there taken. I hope not, because I really want you to have that website, Henry.
It's fartdungeon.tumblr.com.
Oh, okay. So there is a fart dungeon. Oh, that's
of
good to know.
Is.
Hey, it's not bad. It's the art of John Eric Garcia.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, go there. It's pretty good.
Fart dungeon.
Oh yeah, wow, that's a plug that we didn't expect to give.
Yeah,
oh, that's fun to see.
Yeah, it's a there's a rooster in a varsity outfit covered in blood.
Kinda
wow, that's
well
actually kind of fun.
And he's huffing and puffing.
Into
oh man,
our Chinese wedding situation.
Yeah, that's good to see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the groom at a Chinese wedding.
Yeah,
a
Chinese ghost wedding. That's very exciting. Huh. All right. Well, I guess is there anything else on this topic that we should delve into right now?
I'm just saying, leave yourself open to. Mm-hmm. ghost sex, I guess.
How
you know,
lonely
like,
do you have to be in order to usher a ghost
quite
into
lonely.
Quite lonely.
Absolutely. So this is good for us. This is good for what we do. You know, so just go out there, you know, wear something sexy to bed. Mm-hmm. You know? And leave the face cream at home. Try not to watch too much of that Judge Joe Brown while you're lying in bed before going to sleep, because that's just a sex killer.
It is.
Put a heels on. Put some heels on when you
You go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. A man or a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave your dick out.
Sleep just like Carmen Electra did when she was dating Prince. Little known fact with that, Prince made her sleep in an evening gown with high heels and full makeup.
Yeah.
Well, so sleep just like that.
Yeah. It is very difficult to date Prince.
Yeah. It is very hard.
And she had to go to a different wing of the house to use the bathroom.
Yes. Prince is quite the asshole. nonetheless. And of course, if you have any ghost intercourse experiences, let us know. We would love to hear
about it. Oh, my God,
if
you fucked a ghost, please.
Yeah, cavecomedyradio@gmail.com. Please.
And
do it as steamy as possible, because I think we're going to start taking this podcast in a steamy direction.
Yeah, two in a row. And
super
in fact,
erotic.
I mean, I want to read one more email.
That's what our listeners want.
Yeah,
they do.
I want to read one more email before we get
I'm
out
rigid
of here.
Hard.
You, what's that?
I'm just full hard.
You're full hard right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
You're poking a 3-incher out
oh,
there.
Yeah.
That's good.
I got a full red rocket going on.
Yeah, he's got a dog dick.
Again, I'm sorry to the Irish. You know,
no, they're fine. Everybody forgives you, Henry. And as a matter of fact, I thought the sensitivity level was a little high, but that's okay.
They've dealt with a lot. That's the thing. It's really hard over there. You know,
say something bad about the English. The Irish will love that.
I mean, the English have already they've got see-through skin and buck teeth, and they're a bunch of fucking inbred reptile people.
Exactly.
You know,
and
the Irish
just
are just the Irish are the people that escape from their monkey cages.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All right. Do you have an email you would like to read?
I have one more email. Okay. This one's from Jimmy.
Okay.
Hello. I started listening to the podcast maybe a month ago and think it's absolutely the best podcast ever.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That's
anyways,
very nice, Jimmy.
Although the new episode creeped me out, it also intrigued me. So if possible, could you guys do another episode where you look at all the creepy fetishes?
You know what, Jimmy? I would say you just listen
well,
to the last episode over and over and over again.
Because this is the outright sexiest we're ever going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
this
know?
Is it.
This is pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, you can feel the air in the room has changed.
It's colder.
Yeah. I'm gonna light a candle.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good
ooh,
idea.
Yeah. I'm going to put on some... Do you have any sensual music to put on?
Do we have any... Do we have any blind friends that we can have light candles all around this place? Hopefully burn it down so we can come back as ghosts. That would be pretty
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, and get married to some sweet, sweet, obedient Chinese woman.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we just got to the afterlife and we're like ready to be a husband now and then like nobody chose us?
Yeah, finally ready to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the last podcast on the left.
It's pretty sexy.
Getting your balls to be super rigid. Your bush hairs all tied up in the bush hairs of the woman you love. On the man you love.
Ah, yeah. Double bush hair. All right, everybody. We will talk to you soon.
Magoostalations.
Magoostalations.
Heil Geen, this song is called Spider Pussy.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Spider Pussy.
Sounds a lot like...
I barely know her.
Course. Spider Pussy. Oh, I just got
goat. It's a goat.
It's a goat. Goat. I understand.
I want to turn this to everyone else and say, "Heil everyone else."
No, I already
heil
say that.
The fans of
heil
last podcast on the left.
Heil me then.
All right, heil Hitler. I mean.
No.
Ah,
we almost made it.
Never gonna make it.